the only clue we're beginning to get, since we haven't had the traditional mid-year cattle report to let us know whether there's what the situation's like in terms of cattle numbers. I think they're getting tighter, of course, but more information would be preferred to less. So we'll get a little more with cattle on feed.
He tells Brownfield another thing that could come into play is the weather and the fact that precipitation this year has been feast or famine in a lot of places.
And so I think that's probably got some folks on the fence, not trying to expand, you know, too quickly. I think through most of the grass growing season, we at least saw enough moisture to get us in a better position.
And to finish up, the USDA's weekly feeder pig report had early weaned pigs steady to $2 higher. Feeder pigs were $4 higher. Demand was steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was $46.14. The weighted average for all feeder pigs, $61.61. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With just 17 days to go before the election, Vice President Harris and former President Trump focusing on the swing states. Harris in Michigan and Georgia today. Trump holding two rallies in Pennsylvania Friday. Both candidates were in the Detroit area. Trump saying his tariff will put more Americans to work.
You're going to have jobs coming in like never before.
Harris calling out Trump for criticizing unions.
You don't have to be a member of a union to thank unions.
A fast-moving brush fire in the city of Oakland, California. A neighborhood evacuated. Multiple structures burned down. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirming that Netanyahu's private residence was the target of a drone attack out of Lebanon this morning, but that the prime minister and his wife were not home at the time and there were no casualties. This is ABC News. More than 7 years after two young girls were killed while hiking in Delphi, Indiana, the trial of the man accused in their murders is now underway. Richard Allen is charged in the murders of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. Allen has pleaded not guilty. ABC's Alex Perez is in Delphi.
In court, prosecutors saying that after the teens crossed that bridge, they noticed a man behind them. At 2:13 p.m., Libby recording on her phone, capturing video allegedly showing the suspect. The man, investigators say, pulling out a gun and ordering the girls down the hill. Heard in this chilling audio. But the defense raising questions about DNA evidence and arguing cell phone records show Allen had left the area by 2:15 p.m.
Extreme fire danger currently growing in California. A brush fire in Oakland spreading to at least four structures. Dozens of firefighters responding. No reports of injuries. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Saturday to you. I hope you had a good week. Well, nice weather, above average temperatures will persist this weekend into early next week. For some, they are, of course, looking for fall-like air, and maybe that's you. Typically, this time of year, highs are around 60, and overnight lows are in the 40s, and I don't see much of that weather until later on this next week, when a cold front pushes through on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be more typical for October. I then see a bump in temperatures as we get close to the end of the month, just studying the longer-range data. data from my assessment. I see as we get into the 28th, 29th of October, we would have another bump in temperature, and that would continue into the earlier parts of November. But some indications that as we head into perhaps mid to late November, that we might have some moderation and more November-like temperatures, though that remains to be seen. Overall, the pattern favors trends of above average temperatures with some bouts of cooler weather. So getting to the detailed forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 75 degrees, southwest winds 7 to 12, gusting up to 20. Tonight, the winds lighten up a bit, southwest 5 to 10, mostly clear, dipping down to about 49. And then sunny on Sunday, a high near 81, winds from the southwest gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear, a low near 48. And southwest winds a little lighter during the nighttime, 6 to 12. And Monday, mostly sunny, rising up to about 80, with winds picking up again from the south, gusting up to about 20 miles per hour. Tuesday itself, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, a high near 74. In the evening and night, a cold front pushes through that could kick up a couple of showers. Anything that forms and falls will be minor. Wednesday then, a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a couple of showers lingering early, and highs around 60. Thursday, beginning around 29, mostly sunny and a high near 58. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 33 degrees, following our low this morning of 31, and the high yesterday was 70. The record high from 1953-85, the record low, it was cold in 1992 when we hit 16. 1 year ago, 57 the high, 43 the low. Sun will rise this morning in Richland Center at 7:20. Sunset tonight, 6:12. Sunrise tomorrow, 7:21. Barometric pressure is falling down to 30.34. The air is calm and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Again, following our high of 70 and so far the morning low of 31, mostly clear skies, and we're at 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobil 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
First and 10. There's the snap. Handoff, running play. Dosh makes his way right tackle. He's down the sideline. He's going to go. He's going to go all the way. Brady Dosh scores a 35-yard touchdown. And the Hornets score first here tonight. Wow, again, some good blocking for that Hornet line.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. The Richland Center football team continued their winning ways last night. With a look back at the game, here is Phil Nee.
The Richland Center football team won for a third time in a row after a 56-28 win over visiting Broadhead Judah on Friday night. With the win, the team improved to 3-4 in the league and 4-5 overall. The Cardinals fell to 2-5 and saw their season end at 2-7. The Hornets are hoping that a third conference win will be enough to get an invitation to the WIAA playoffs. Brady Dosh rushed for two first-quarter touchdowns as Richland Center never trailed. The second score came after Broadhead Judah failed to cover a kickoff. Avery McGlynn recovered, and Richland Center had two early touchdowns. Quarterback Jaden Shep threw a pass to Fletcher Harper, and the play covered 93 yards, one of the longest scoring passes in recent memory. Wes Bosworth added a one-yard plunge for 6 points, and Shep threw to Liam Fingerson for a 57-yard strike. The Hornets led 35-14 at halftime. They would get scores from Kaizen Switchtenberg on a pass play from Jaden Shep. Later, Brady Dosh scored from 6 yards away, and Shep scored on a 6-yard run to cap the scoring. Grayson Banker was 100% on his extra point kicks, which helped the Hornets get 7 points each time. On the defensive side, Fletcher Harper picked off 2 Broadhead Judah passes in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals got scoring from quarterback Gabe Buckup and 2 touchdowns thrown to Brody Reese. He also threw a 30-yard strike to Braylon Strelo. David Masalowski ran for the Cardinals' final score from 19 yards out. Once again, the final score was 56-28 Richland Center. It was the second week in a row in which the Hornets scored 50 points or more. The WIAA football playoff pairings will be announced later this morning. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from last night. It was a win for New Glarus over River Valley 36-20, Prairie du Chien downed Lancaster 42-7, and Platteville 48, Dodgeville 7. Scenic Bluffs, a big win for the Ithaca Bulldogs as they complete a 9-0 regular season. They defeated New Lisbon 48-6. Big win for Royal over Cashton 38-17, and Bangor 34, Hillsboro 14. 2-6 Rivers Finals, Iowa Grant a 36-7 win over Riverdale, and Wazika Steuben over Boscobel 36-7. From the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque shut out Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 42-0, and Mineral Point 27, Fenimore 14. Other scores, Sparta 31, Baraboo 27, Gale Electric Trempealeau defeated Westby 20-6. Aquinas 46, Viroqua 15, Waupun a 37-0 win over Mauston, and Mount Horeb-Barneveld 53, Portage 12. In eight-player football, North Crawford 44-0 over Waniwak Weston, and Wisconsin Heights defeated Belmont 64-16, Highland 50, Monticello 0. Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny, warm, and breezy today, 75 for a high. Clear and mild tonight, will drop down near 50. Very warm Sunday, breezy, a high of 81. 80 on Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy, still warm, a high of 74. Wednesday, breezy, we start cooling down with a high of 60. 58 on Thursday, back to 64 degrees next Friday.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Herself a beauty school diploma, runner up to Miss Oklahoma. She looks uptown, but she ain't really. She's into football, she likes my chili. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Slap me.
slap me. Slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Y'all said, somebody slap me. Somebody slap me.
That's classic John Anderson, Somebody Slap Me. Well, if you're signed up for the WRCO FM newsletter, you received your special sports edition in your inbox about 6 o'clock this morning. The Hornets win, the Ithaca Bulldogs win. The Bulldogs wrapping up conference in 9-0. And of course, later today, as you heard Phil mention during our sports report, we'll have the seeding set for football playoff action. This is C. Thomas Howell. Yeah, that C. Thomas Howell. The actor, now singer. This is Whiskey Demon for your weekend wake up.
When I'm feeling down, there's only one place to go. A hole in the wall where that bourbon whiskey flows. Friends are always there. They damn sure have my back. George Dick or Jim Beam and Johnny Walker Black. If you're looking for redemption, you damn sure find it here. Drinking Southern comforts like sipping on angels' tears. Heaven here is where I go. Whiskey demon found a way. Buffalo Trace with the water bag. Wild Turkey or Gentleman Jack. The Knob Creek levee is about to break. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Envy, like a king with a royal crown. I nod my head to Jameson as he slides another one down. Here comes the little lady, the best one of them all. Red hair, cinnamon lips, she's a smoking fireball. She treats you like a king. You in the dark, you'll think you're getting lucky, but she's looking to make her mark. I raised a lot of hell, drank like hay. Keep going to the well to the
shot, whiskey demon, find a way. I'm a bloodshot, whiskey demon, find a way. I'm a bloodshot, whiskey demon, find a way. Next round's on you.
WRCO.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
That's a John Lennon original. How do you not absolutely love Dolly Parton? Her version from 2005 as we move to 6:30 news, weather, and sports. Here you go, Zoggy.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me.
Good morning, 6:30 time for a news update brought to you by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing program that's fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Haas. U.S. health officials say whooping cough is at its highest level in a decade for this time of the year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday that so far this year, there have been about 18,500 cases of whooping cough. That's the most at this point in the year since 2014, when cases topped 21,800. Whooping cough is usually seen mostly in infants and youngsters. But this year, state officials say they're seeing more cases in school kids and teens. Whooping cough usually peaks every 3 to 5 years, and the latest numbers indicate a return to levels before the pandemic. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is Jolly Good Soda. The product won the annual contest put on by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which draws attention to Wisconsin's vibrant manufacturing industry. The announcement, which came during WMC's annual Business Day event Thursday in Madison, said the craft soda brand is known for its bold flavors and vibrant cans. More than 130 products were nominated for the contest, with over 150,000 votes determining the winner. Richland County Clean Sweep will be held this morning from 8 to noon. Clean Sweep is a limited-time collection of unwanted, unused, or damaged agricultural or household hazardous waste and pharmaceuticals. This program collects, treats, stores, or disposes of waste in an environmentally safe method through a licensed hazardous waste facility. Hazardous waste can usually be identified by product labels, which contain any of the following words: caution, warning, danger, poison, toxic, ignitable or flammable, acid, corrosive, or reactive. Farms and households may bring any amount of hazardous waste for free disposal. Material should be properly identified with their original labels. Do not mix materials together. Doing so can be extremely dangerous. Pack materials for your safety. Place materials in a cardboard box lined with a plastic bag. Separate each product with a folded newspaper. If a container is leaking, put it in a secondary leak-proof container. Pack containers in the trunk of your vehicle away from the driver, passengers, and pets. Unknown materials can be brought in, but Richland County and its hazardous waste disposal contractor reserve the right to refuse any material. Items may be dropped off at the Richland County Clean Sweep this morning from 8 until noon at the Richland County Highway Shop on Bowen Circle in Richland Center. It's National Move Over Day. Every day, law enforcement officers, emergency responders, and other roadside workers risk their lives to keep Wisconsinites safe. One of the most dangerous parts of a first responder's job is stepping onto the side of the road, whether for a traffic stop to assist a motorist or to help with a crash. In 2023, 50 emergency responders were injured in crashes while on duty in Wisconsin. Every state has a move-over law to prevent these tragedies. Wisconsin's law was enacted in 2001. When there are two or more travel lanes in the same direction, Wisconsin's move-over law requires drivers to move out of the lane closest to the stopped law enforcement vehicle, ambulance, fire truck, tow truck, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle that have their warning lights activated. And if unable to move over or along as a single-lane roadway, vehicle operators must slow down. Violations can result in a citation of $263. If the violation results in a crash or injuries, the penalties can be much more severe. Wisconsin further enhanced protections for first responders in December 2021. The law creates an emergency response area within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with the lights on. Handheld cell phone use is banned, and penalties for certain violations double in emergency areas. Emergency and other roadside personnel can only do so much to keep themselves safe when they pull over on the side of the road. The rest of that responsibility falls to other motorists. Remember, next time you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, move over, because it's the law. The Riverdale One Act cast and crew members will compete and perform at the District 10 One Act Festival this afternoon at Reedsburg Area High School. The group will perform When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors by Jason Pizzarello and Ian McWethy. The Riverdale performance will be at 2:30, followed by Reedsburg at 3:30 and Barneveld at 4:30. Admission is free and open to the public. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to participate in candlelight events this fall and experience state-managed properties in a new light. State parks, forests, trails, and recreational areas provide the perfect backdrop for enjoying autumn in Wisconsin, especially at night. This fall's candlelight events are underway and will be held through November 2nd. Candlelight hikes are held on trails illuminated by candles, torches, or similar light sources. Hikes may be self-guided or led by park staff or knowledgeable volunteers. Trail length and surface types may vary. However, visitors of all experience levels are encouraged to attend. Most events include additional activities such as pumpkin carving, campfires, or other family-friendly entertainment. Hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments will be available for sale or by donation. Some events will have grills for cooking food or fires for roasting marshmallows. Mirror Lake State Park will host a Halloween candlelight mystery hike tonight. And a hike at Governor Nelson State Park is planned for Friday, October 25th. A full list of fall candlelight hikes can be...
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny, warm, and breezy today, 75 for a high. Clear and mild tonight, will drop down near 50. Very warm Sunday, breezy, a high of 81. 80 on Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy, still warm, a high of 74. Wednesday, breezy, we start cooling down with a high of 60. 58 on Thursday, back to 64 degrees next Friday.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Let's see, is Shep back in at quarterback? Hornets have had kind of a revolving door this year with injuries. There's the snap. Yeah, he's in there. He's going to be back to the goal line. Throws it wide open. Caught by Fletcher Harper. He's going a long way. 50. It's a sprint to the finish. He is going, going, and he is gone for the score. Oh, my goodness. That's a long pass play.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. The Richland Center football team continued their winning ways last night. With a look back at the game, here is Phil Nee.
The Richland Center football team won for a third time in a row after a 56-28 win over visiting Broadhead Judah on Friday night. With the win, the team improved to 3-4 in the league and 4-5 overall. The Cardinals fell to 2-5 and saw their season end at 2-7. The Hornets are hoping that a third conference win will be enough to get an invitation to the WIAA playoffs. Brady Dosh rushed for 2 first quarter touchdowns as Richland Center never trailed. The second score came after Broadhead Judah failed to cover a kickoff. Avery McGlynn recovered, and Richland Center had 2 early touchdowns. Quarterback Jaden Shep threw a pass to Fletcher Harper, and the play covered 93 yards, one of the longest scoring passes in recent memory. Wes Bosworth added a 1-yard plunge for 6 points, and Shep threw to Liam Fingerson for a 57-yard strike. The Hornets led 35-14 at halftime. They would get scores from Kaizen Switchtenberg on a pass play from Jaden Shep. Later, Brady Dosh scored from 6 yards away, and Shep scored on a 6-yard run to cap the scoring. Grayson Banker was 100% on his extra point kicks, which helped the Hornets get 7 points each time. On the defensive side, Fletcher Harper picked off 2 Broadhead Judah passes in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals got scoring from quarterback Gabe Buckup and 2 touchdowns thrown to Brody Reese. He also threw a 30-yard strike to Braylon Strelo. David Masalowski ran for the Cardinals' final score from 19 yards out. Once again, the final score was 56-28 Richland Center. It was the second week in a row in which the Hornets scored 50 points or more. The WIAA football playoff pairings will be announced later this morning. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from last night. It was a win for New Glarus over River Valley 36-20, Prairie du Chien downed Lancaster 42-7, and Platteville 48, Dodgeville 7. Scenic Bluffs, a big win for the Ithaca Bulldogs as they complete a 9-0 regular season. They defeated New Lisbon 48-6. Big win for Royal over Cashton 38-17, and Bangor 34, Hillsboro 14. 2-6 Rivers Finals, Iowa Grant a 36-7 win over Riverdale, and Wazika Steuben over Boscobel 36-7. From the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque shut out Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg 42-0, and Mineral Point 27, Fenimore 14. Other scores, Sparta 31, Baraboo 27, Gale Electric Trempealeau defeated Westby 20-6. Aquinas 46, Viroqua 15, Waupun a 37-0 win over Mauston, and Mount Horeb Barneveld 53, Portage 12. In eight-player football, North Crawford 44-0 over Waniwak Weston, and Wisconsin Heights defeated Belmont 64-16, Highland 50, Monticello nothing.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Never tell you, you never ever know how hard.
stronger. Some of the Mondays that I've been through. Temptation Tuesday, might be sorry. But come next Monday, I'm gonna give up on. Ain't gonna call you after a day or two. Ain't gonna miss you, honey.
Was a huge hit for KT Oslin way back in the day. Come next Monday, which of course Monday, as sad as this is to say, is not that far away. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Looking for a high today in the mid 70s. We're at 33 as we move on through your weekend wake up.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love,
WRCO.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community.
dedicated to making a difference.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around.